Coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we go behind the scenes of the Browns uniform reveal.
Tonight is a culmination of 2 years of work between the Browns, Nike, and the NFL to bring you these new uniform designs.
We hear from players, alumni, and the dog pound on the new look.
I think they're great. And it always goes back to old saying, if you look good, you feel good, and you feel good, you play good.
And Nike takes us up close and personal with your favorite Browns.
It's not easy. I mean, people have been working really hard at this. It's getting super secret. So in terms of like what was going on, I think it's really paid off.
Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox, joined alongside Sarah Carnes, as always. Sarah, we are at the Pro Shop here at First Energy Stadium, and for the next hour, we're talking all about these new uniforms.
I know. I love that you're sporting the orange jersey. This one is my favorite. It was so cool. We were both there on Tuesday night as the Browns revealed the new uniforms to a packed house of more than 1,600 barking Browns fans. It was so awesome. If you weren't there, we're giving you a little unique behind-the-scenes look at this historical moment in Browns history.
You don't usually get this type of excitement in the offseason except for right around the draft, but to have something really exciting like this in the offseason is cool.
I'm ready to go in there and see it myself and see all the nine different combinations of jerseys. So I'm crazy to see it and see the helmets and everything. So I'm more excited than you are.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Browns.
I love everything about them. I love the Cleveland on our chest. I love the bold numbers, the color combinations. I think it's really going to go over well with the fans.
You can feel the buzz in the city, and you can feel the atmosphere. You can feel the fans out there. A little bit of orange carpet earlier, taking some pictures, the likes of Jim Brown and everything. You can just feel the electricity in the city and in this building. And I know we're excited, so I hope the fans are too.
Good evening, Dog Pound, and welcome to the Cleveland Browns uniform reveal. I feel like this is a pretty good crowd for this, so let me get this one time. Here we go, Brownies, here we go. Yeah, Dog Pound. Tonight is a culmination of 2 years of work between the Browns, Nike, and the NFL to bring you these new uniform designs. Please help me, Dog Pound, welcome to the stage the Cleveland Browns alumni. That's right, Dog Pound. The alumni of the Cleveland Browns are here because you can't move forward without remembering and honoring your past. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here tonight. It is time to reveal the new uniforms of your Cleveland Browns. To be here tonight.
Feels great. It's always really cool to be out here with the fans right before our off-season program starts. And I can tell the fans are really excited, and I even think I saw Coach Patton with a little tear in his eyes. So I think it went really well.
He did get a little emotional. It was nice to see that from the coach. What do you think of the new uniform?
They're cool. I love having Cleveland on the front because that means everything to the team.
We are Cleveland, Dog Pound. Dante, as a Clevelander yourself, seeing Cleveland across the chest, what does it mean to you?
It means everything to me, and I know how much it means from being outside the building, so I know how much it means to be inside the building. So if you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good.
You fired up. You tweeted about these uniforms when you saw them a couple weeks ago. Didn't spoil anything, but you were fired up. What's your favorite combination out of here of the nine?
My favorite combination is orange on orange.
All orange.
All orange.
Joe, what's your favorite combination?
I think I like all brown.
All brown. Tell the Dog Pound what's in these uniforms, the innovations you made just for the Browns.
First, the stripes. They are unified from helmet to pads to pants. Unity is a big part of this team. Cleveland, we are all about the city. The biggest word mark on the chest in the NFL. Another unique detail that is only for the NFL, the first time in the NFL, is a contrast stitching, highlighting the quality and craftsmanship of this city. We have chainmail numbers. It's a new material, elevated aesthetic. And lastly, in the back neck, embroidered is Dog Pound. Dog Pound's got these guys back, and it is inspiring for them to take the field knowing that you are all behind them.
I like the pants. They're awesome. Those uniforms were freaking phenomenal.
I like the all boys.
Sarah, the buzz in the building was unbelievable. Had a chance to catch up with some of the fans, and they were so excited about the opportunity to get that up close and personal view of the players and get a chance to interact with them.
Yeah, you're so right. The night was all about the fans, and our own Matt Wilhelm got an opportunity to catch up with some of the Browns fans after the event and get their opinion in this edition of Fan on the Street.
Hey, Dog Pound, it's Matt Wilhelm at the Cleveland Convention Center. The uniforms have just been revealed. Let's go see what the fans have to say. First impression of the uniforms, what do you think?
Awesome. Can't even do any better than that, you know?
Absolutely love them. Love the combinations, love the fresh new look. I couldn't have picked them any better.
Fantastic. I think it represents the city and the tradition of the Browns.
Absolutely impressed, Matt. I was not expecting them to like them when I walked in, but absolutely impressed.
I love them. Brand new idea, brand new attitude. I just hope we bring it on Sundays and bring home some victories. Love them. Yeah.
I like the modernizations of the new uniforms, especially being a younger fan. Like, new is always great.
Man, it looks amazing. It feels good, and I'm happy to be a part of history. Something new face in the city, new uniform. So everything's new, and it feels good.
Oh, man, they were amazing. I love the keeping the tradition, but making it more for the younger guys. So it's an honor right there already.
State classic. Stay with the old tradition. A little flair of new, nothing Seattle Seahawks-ish, nothing techno or anything like that. So it's good. It's good.
What color combination or jersey combination do you like best?
Can we say anything more? The orange and the brown looks great.
It does look great.
Brown jersey, orange pants.
Very traditional. I love that. That's my favorite, too.
I would say brown on orange.
Wow, that's a tough question. I think I'm going to go brown jersey, and I'm going to try to get my hands on those orange pants. I love the way it says Cleveland on top, Browns on the side.
The combination I like the most is the orange on orange.
I was a big fan of the orange on orange. I like the orange on orange, and I like the white on white.
The double orange looks awesome. I like it. It's so bright. Love it.
So the orange on orange I've never seen before. It looks unreal.
I would say the orange on orange. It just looks more sleek. It looks really, really flashy. I'm a flashy guy, so I'm going to go with the orange on orange.
I don't know. There's so many combinations. I can't really pick one or the other. But if I had to take one, I probably would say the old white because it's the most classic and brings it back to the old tradition. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Believe me, I do. Who on stage wore it best tonight?
I'm going to have to go with my man, Dwayne Bowe.
Barkevious Mingo wore it best. Absolutely.
Taylor Gabriel.
The little man.
The little man wore it best. Got to give it up to him.
Well, they all look good, but I'll tell you my favorite. Gotta love Joe, so, yep.
I'm going to have to say Brian Hartline because I went to Glen Oaks, so he's an alumni.
I got to go with the hometown guy. I got to go with Dante. Dante wore it best. The orange on orange, I got to go with him, man.
I'll say Whitner because orange on orange is the best color.
Dante, man.
The hit man, Dante Whitner.
The hit man.
Dante Whitner, obviously.
I'm going with Dante. Like, Dante came out looking like, yeah, I'm owning this uniform.
Dante wore it the best just because it was an orange on orange and, you know,
it just flowed. His t-shirt was just a little bit too long underneath, so he might want to shorten it up. Other than that, I think he wore it the best.
What does having the bold Cleveland across the chest mean for this city?
I think it means a lot. I mean, it's unique to Cleveland. It's unique to the NFL. We're the first to have it, and I think we're going to win with it. It's going to be fantastic.
We're letting it all on the line. We're letting everybody know we're doing it for the city of Cleveland, right above our heart, right above our chest.
Man, I'll tell you what, that means so much for the city. I think of the world. When I think of Cleveland written off the chest like that, that's, like, unbelievable to me. That's so cool.
I'm a big fan of that. I'm real big on that, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of Cleveland, hometown guy, so I like it a lot, man. That's really important, man. Go Cleveland.
That's what we're trying to play for. We're playing for the representation of Cleveland. We are Cleveland. You're Cleveland. You're Cleveland. We love Cleveland. So let's throw it on the front, and let's always show that we are Cleveland. Yeah.
Good to see that Dwayne Bowe and I are on the same page. Both love the orange on orange.
Yeah, I like that, but I like the orange on brown, too.
Not a bad look. Mm-hmm. Not a bad look at all. All right, keep it right here, Dog Pound, because when we return, we look back at the rich history of the Cleveland Browns.
I think the Browns are one of the iconic franchises, not just in the NFL, but all of pro sports.
We hear why the players love the new look.
I love them. I just love the color. I love it's different, man. You know what I mean? Nobody in the NFL has this.
And we go behind the scenes with Whitner, Mac, and Mingo.
I got the brown.
Yeah, it is going to be the best. He's the best in the league.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Dustin, when you think of the Browns, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I think we all just sort of go back to our childhood memories and think about some of the players that we grew up watching. For me, it's Bernie, Kevin Mack, and the guys having so much success at the old Municipal Stadium.
Yeah, we grew up in the same era. Those are the same memories that I have. So let's take a look at why it was so important for the team's new uniforms to really embody the rich tradition of the city, mm-hmm. the Dog Pound, and the relationship the team shares with both.
I'm really proud to play for Cleveland.
We want to do a great job of providing our fans with a winning team.
It means everything for me to represent the city of Cleveland and play for the Cleveland Browns.
If we want to get back to where we know that we can be, then we have to become Cleveland.
So there's a lot of pride that goes into being a Brown.
And I think the Browns are one of the iconic franchises, not just in the NFL, but all of pro sports. And when you talk about the Cleveland Browns, people think back to when they were growing up.
It's got the most rich history of any franchise in the NFL, and it's got the most legendary players, in my opinion. The one name that comes to mind is Jim Brown. He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest player in NFL history, and he proudly wore the Browns uniform for 9 great seasons. Up to us current players to live up to the standard that was set by the players before us. The great part about the city of Cleveland is everybody's a Dog Pound.
Passion and that loyalty has stayed strong through the years. It's evident of how real it is.
The fans and the city of Cleveland mean so much to the football team. They are there for us at all times. We know the Dog Pound is going to be there every home game. They're loud and ready and barking and just giving us that energy that we need.
Because the fans in this city are like no other. We have some of the best fans in the National Football League.
Cleveland's got our back.
You know, we expect to give 100% of everything that we have on any given Sunday. To be a part of the Dog Pound, you have to become Cleveland. And when you become Cleveland, you become gritty. You become ferocious. You have to live, you have to breathe, you have to die, you know, knowing that everything is put on the line for our fans.
We do our work and we get it done.
We have to come out and play Cleveland Brown football. Hard-nosed football, I mean, that's what we're all about. That is and has been Cleveland football.
This is Browns country.
The Browns are always on the cusp of the newest, greatest thing. That the Browns are on the forefront of any type of innovation as far as advancing the game and getting an edge over opponents. We've always been that cutting-edge team. Helmets with face masks, radios and helmets. That's all stuff that Paul was doing years before anyone else. And it's really amazing stuff when you think about it.
The Cleveland Browns uniform is one of the most historic and beloved uniforms in all the NFL. And it kind of continues that message and that motto going forward with the new uniforms and some of the new things that we're doing.
It's new, it's fun, it's fresh, and it's also classic Cleveland Browns uniform.
I'm most excited to see how the fans react.
I think the new unis have a good mix of the past and the present. And I know everyone wants to hear from Jim Brown. He's one of the greatest to ever wear the orange and brown. Let's hear what Jim thinks about the new uniforms.
This is fantastic. You know, whoever thought of the idea is a genius, because the people are here, they're excited, the colors are here, and we're all looking forward to the uniforms. So people think uniforms don't count, but we like to look good when we go on the field. You know, so I think it's going to be a great night for everybody.
When they talked about bringing out a new uniform, were you nervous at first, or were you always confident that these are going to look sharp the way they did when you were playing?
Oh, no, they're going to look sharp because, you know, Cleveland have these great colors. And that brown one, I saw the uniforms, and they're fantastic, but the brown one is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And when I heard about it, I just thought somebody was very smart to create that kind of excitement and to, you know, a lot of these college teams are real sharp when they come out there, Oregon State, and those kind of guys. So now the Browns are going to be in the top echelon of fashion.
Another alum who was present at the Browns reveal was former running back Greg Pruitt. Here's what he had to say about his love for the city and what these new uniforms can mean for the team in the future.
When I first came here, I came here as a young adult, and basically all my friends in my whole adult life has come from Cleveland. And as a former player, because these fans hold on to you forever. If you are a Cleveland Brown player, you are forever a special person to the Cleveland fans here. And, you know, over the years, I found that this is a great place. I still make my home here. I'll probably die here. When I go out and have opportunities to be in charity events, that there's a lot of Brown backers, and they are everywhere. When I say everywhere, they are all over the globe. You go anywhere, you're going to find a Cleveland Brown fan. And I met a lot of my friends that I have today at those functions that happened to be Cleveland Brown fans, and we became friends, and we're still friends today. You know, I knew the question was going to be asked, and I said, what's one word that can describe the Cleveland fans? And I tried to think about it, and the only word I can come up with is unbelievable. They are so passionate about this game, and they want to win so bad, and nobody's more deserving than the Cleveland Browns. So I'm hoping that they can turn things around. I was fortunate as a player to play in a Super Bowl and be a world champion, and that's an unbelievable feeling. It's something that you have to pinch yourself to make sure it's not a dream. And I appreciated the fans as a player, and I want so much for those fans to have that feeling. Nobody's more deserving. You know, a lot of times, you know, you prepare mentally for the game, but you just can't get in the right spirit to play the game until you come out and those fans pick you up and they are excited. And I look at it this way. You know, I'm a fan, I say it, and I'm just as excited, but I have one advantage. If they could play, they would play. I get to play, so I'm going to play hard. But I think you compete on all levels, and you have to compete with the changing of the times. You know, a lot of teams are changing their uniforms, and we don't want to get to a point where our uniforms look like throwback uniforms. We want to keep up with the times. And we also got young fans. And with TV and the way they cover teams, a lot of young players can see a lot of teams on TV. They can actually become fans of other teams other than the city that they live in. And so to compete with that, we have to keep up with those teams. And so winning is one thing, a new look is the other thing. I'm hoping that that's a move, that the new look is going to be a new future too, that we can turn things around, because we have a great tradition. Before, we haven't played in a Super Bowl because there were no Super Bowls, but we've been in a lot of world championships. So now that we have Super Bowls, I want us to get back to where we were, to try and bring our history back and be successful. I think it's kind of a reflection of the new attitude. I don't think they're just trying to look good. I think we're trying to play good, and I think we're making the move to become a better team. There's some growing pains. Everybody has to learn, and a mistake don't make you a failure. It's a repeating the same mistake make you a failure, and I think you learn from your mistakes, and I see that happening with the team, and I look forward to the upcoming season.
I love hearing from the alums, and the one thing that is constant with all of them is that they're still so passionate about the Browns. All right, don't go anywhere because when we return, we learn how Nike, the NFL, and the Browns came together to design the new look.
We try to learn as much as we can about what's important to the city, what's important to the fan base, what's important to the culture.
Our players weigh in on their favorite parts of the new unis.
It fits pretty tight, looks pretty good, so I think if something fits tight and looks good, you're going to play good.
And one fan is rewarded for her off-the-field efforts in the community.
To me, give 10 means to give something to better the community and better yourself.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Did you know it took Nike and the Browns about 2 years to design the new uniforms? Well, how did they do it? Let's find out.
The best part about this relationship is I think the Browns organization was really, really clear about what they wanted to do. So there was no, like, hey, let's see this or let's see that. It's like, wow, here's who we are, here's what we want to represent. And that clarity really helps us in the design process. Toy, this is kind of that perfect blend of past and future and respecting both and kind of blending that together. We try to learn as much as we can about what's important to the city, what's important to the fan base, what's important to the culture. You know, hardworking products, hardworking uniforms have details to them. And we wanted to have some of those details reflected into the uniform. No one else in the NFL has such a loud word mark that is, you know, such powerfully displayed across the front chest. It's something that's very unique within the NFL. And so we wanted that attitude of the textured number to be on the uniform that no one else has done before, because that should be the strength of that, you know, that pillar of strength. The bold stripes that have been used on the Browns uniforms for history, you know, forever, and how iconic that is. Bringing that into the uniform in a very powerful and iconic new way. Cleveland is just, you know, it's the pillar of strength. It is the, you know, American made, the emblem of America type of mentality. This is a hardworking team. This is about work ethic. This is about, you know, the humility side, but also about the power of, you know, being heroes and being that sort of every man's hero. You'll see it on the interior is just a nod to the fan base. So right inside the back neck, it says Dog Pound. You're putting something on it that, you know, literally that's the last thing every player sees as they're putting on their jersey is that, wow, okay, I'm not playing this for myself. I'm out here playing it for the city. I'm playing it for the fan base. I'm playing it for that next generation. I think it's some of our most outstanding work that we've done. I think it's a real reflection in very positive ways. The things that are on the uniform represent the fan base well, represent the team well, represent the city well. We just feel like this is going to just hopefully ignite momentum, and, you know, we'll see this for years to come.
I thought it was so cool how they went back through history and really tried to embody and capture all this into this present look.
Yeah, I agree. Well, prior to walking on the stage to show the whole world the hard work that Nike did, the players told us their favorite aspects of the new uniforms that they'll be sporting each Sunday.
I think they're great. And when it always goes back to the old saying, if you look good, you feel good, and you feel good, you play good. So, and I really truly believe that. I believe that our fans will really like these jerseys. It's new. The colors are bright, but it was time to make a change.
I love them. I just love the color. I love it's different, man. You know what I mean? Nobody in the NFL has this type of style of jersey, man. And it's new, it's modern, and I'm ready to score some touchdowns. And
I love everything about them. I love the Cleveland on our chest. I love the bold numbers, the color combinations. I think it's really going to go over well with the fans.
It fits pretty tight. Looks pretty good. So I think if something fits tight and looks good, you're going to play good. And I think the concept is amazing. Can't wait to sweat it out and see what it actually feels like.
I just like the different combinations. I think, again, I think that to me, it's more about what you do in them than what they look like. But I must say, my favorite's probably the orange on orange. It's pretty sweet.
I like them. I think they're pretty cool. I mean, I like their old jersey, but I think they upgraded them while keeping a lot of the same good qualities from the old jersey, and I think it's cool how they have Cleveland on the front.
Not being from this area and coming in and playing and being able to experience this fan base, I would definitely have to say the dog pound in the collar. Because it's true, like the Browns, the dog pound, they have our back, and they literally have our back on New Jersey, so that's cool.
You know, growing up in Canton, being in the backyard, growing up with these colors, it's pretty surreal to be putting them on. So, again, it's kind of a new look, but I just kind of think of it as, you know, we're taking the good history with us to the new era. We're kind of reshaping things, but we're still the Cleveland Browns. We're still the same makeup, and I know the players are excited, and I hope the fans are too.
You know, you only get one opportunity to do this. It's a historic event. Every time the Cleveland Browns do something, it's historic. So revealing these new jerseys tonight is a very historic time for us.
I think everybody knows how much I love these orange jerseys, but one of my other favorite things about the new uniforms, the Browns down the pants, so cool.
I know, I love that. They need to make those in ladies' sizes.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll see if we can get them for you here in the Pro Shop. All right, Dog Pound, keep it right here, because when we come back, we get an opportunity to see Mingo, Mac, and Whitner see the uniforms for the very first time. Time for some Browns trivia, Dog Pound. To bring back a piece of history in the design of the new uniforms, the Browns added what? Is it A, a Brownie the Elf logo on the shoulder, B, shadowing of the numbers, or C, numbers on the side of the helmet? The answer when Inside the Cleveland Browns returns. To bring back a piece of history in the design of the new uniforms, the Browns added what? The answer is B, shadowing of the numbers. This feature dates back all the way to 1946, 4 years before Paul Brown changed the helmets from white to orange.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Tuesday's uniform reveal showed us more than just a sleek new look for the uniforms. It put the focus on the fans. Now, one member of the Dog Pound, Megan McCarthy, won a unique opportunity for going above and beyond in her community by Giving 10.
I became aware of Give 10 thanks to social media, right? Everybody is always all over social media, myself included. So I saw it on Instagram. And it asked for a story of how you give 10 back to your community, and I immediately thought of the workplace and how much we really encourage health and wellness here. They gave us Fitbits at an extremely discounted price. It's funny because once this all started, we all kind of became competitive with each other in a good way. So Cleveland State University's Rec Center offers a lot of really great fitness classes. What we did was we went over there and we checked some out, and the word spread around the office that these are really great classes, and as many of us that can make it, head on over there and we get our steps in with the exercise class. To me, Give 10 means to give something to better the community and better yourself. It's important to keep in mind that it's not just for you but for others.
In the mid-1980s, my sister and I, Sandra, got tickets for the Dog Pound season tickets. So the family is there. We bark together, cheer together, make up superstitions, and cry together. And so it's been many, many years. The invitation to come to the reveal party was unbelievable to me. It was almost like going to the first game. They came back in 1999. I will never forget it. I will cherish it for the rest of my life. It was absolutely beautiful.
And I think that this was a great example of just how much the team and the organization really embraces the city and its fans. I mean, kind of spoiling us to this uniform reveal and such a huge stage and everything. It was a lot of fun, and it really made us kind of reaffirmed how much we are appreciated in the city and to the team.
I saw Jimmy Haslam, he was sitting in the front. I went up there and I introduced myself. I'm Cindy McCarthy. Thank you, Mr. Haslam, for everything you've done for the city of Cleveland and the fan experience you have given us at the Brown Stadium, because fan experience has been overwhelming since he took over. So I thanked him for that. And he thanked me for coming. That was cool.
For 2015, I'm looking forward to the noise. I'm looking forward to the atmosphere. I miss that atmosphere when the season's over. It's always so sad for me because I know my Sundays are going to be a little different.
I am excited to see them play in their new uniforms. And I'm excited to see some W's and the whole season. And if we win a couple games, I'll be chanting Super Bowl.
Always.
Do every year.
Now, those are two fans that will never forget that experience.
There's no question. Dog Pound, don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with more Inside the Cleveland Browns. When we return, we learn about an adapted football athlete that got a chance of a lifetime.
It's a big honor to be here at the event tonight. We were very excited to see the reveal of the new uniform.
We go behind the scenes with the world-renowned Nike photographer.
It all boils down to if you look good, you feel good, and if you feel good, you play good.
And the countdown to the draft is underway.
We're going down the home stretch, not just for us, but for the players. You know, they're on pins and needles, so we're trying to unearth a few final diamonds, either for the draft or undrafted free agency.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. 14-year-old Jacob DiRizzio has been playing in the Cleveland Browns Foundation Adapted Football League since its inception back in 2011. Now, because of his participation, he got a special VIP experience with him and his family at Tuesday night's uniform reveal.
It's a big honor to be here at the event tonight. We were very excited when we got the offer. We feel very privileged to be here, and we're very thankful to have this opportunity to be here to see the reveal of the new uniform.
Nice to meet you, my man. All right, now.
When we first got into the Adaptive Football League, we got to go to a Browns game. We walk out onto the field. Jimmy Haslam's standing there. He's talking to a bunch of season ticket holders. He sees Jacob. He comes over and he goes, "Oh, I love this guy," and takes and puts his arm around him. We got a picture of Jacob and Jimmy Haslam. For a kid like Jacob and a lot of the other kids, I mean, this like makes their year. You know, I mean, it's a big thing for them. So we really appreciate it, and it's fantastic.
The Browns Adapted Football League to us has been very important. Had they not had this opportunity for him to play on an adapted team, he would not be able to play a sport that he absolutely loves.
There's equipment, there's facilities, there's uniforms. You know, the whole thing is provided for you, and it really does make it like a real football game. We're like the parents on the sidelines. We're like yelling, just like a regular football game. I'm yelling at my kid like, Go, get your butt in gear. And that's kind of, because of that, the foundation and all the things that they provided, it really makes it nice. I mean, it really makes it like a real live football experience. And I know that's what they're trying to accomplish, and they do. They really do.
I heard from so many fans who were on hand about the experience. It sounds like Jacob and his family had a really good time. All right, Dog Pound, keep it right here because when we return, we go behind the scenes of Nike's secret photo shoot before the reveal.
It's new, it's fun, it's fresh, and it's also classic Cleveland.
And the Browns hold their own combine to take a look at some of the area's best.
We're going down the home stretch, so we're trying to unearth a few final diamonds.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. We're here at First Energy Stadium in the Pro Shop. Sarah, you and I were dying to see the new uniforms before the reveal. Well, guess what? Alex Mack, Dante Whitner, and Barkevious Mingo, they had a chance to see them firsthand about a month ago. And the catch? Well, they had to model them for a world-renowned photographer, Chris Hornbecker, at an industrial warehouse in East Cleveland.
I'm pretty pumped that, you know, I got to play around with the orange one first, because this doesn't exist right now. This is top secret. I guess you're watching this, so it's not. It won't be top secret when you're watching this on television. But at the time, right now, because it's top secret, I didn't know it was going to be orange. I didn't know I was going to have orange. I think it's pretty cool. This was deliberate, wasn't it? To have like the really industrial... Thank you. Do we have enough space? Huh? The secret knock. Okay. The jerseys are this way. Oh, I got the orange one. Nice. I think it's really cool that we get to be the forefront of Nike innovation. I mean, they did a lot of work on these jerseys. I think it's cool. I think it's an honor that like we were selected to like revamp and like kind of update our look. I think it's an exciting thing. It's not easy. I mean, people have been working really hard at this. They've kept it super secret. So in terms of like what was going on, I think it's really paid off.
Yeah, I'm just open up the door. Somebody run out with the jersey.
Stitching us, Paul. This is pretty freaking nice. It holds everything together. It looks good, though. God, I like it. Can you put it on?
Ready to go?
Can I put it on? We can start a game tomorrow, man. Let's get these things.
Ready to go?
Get them out and put them on the field.
Ready to go? Have
you seen these yet?
No, I haven't seen all orange. All orange looks freaking cool.
Yeah, the jersey's pretty cool.
I like the white one. Like the white one's like definitely my favorite.
Is your numbers on it?
Yeah. Now and that and
traditional the stripes. I mean, that's something that when fans see that they think that's Cleveland Browns. That's my team. I'm glad the Cleveland was put on the chest. Like stuff like that, it just makes what Nike did with these jerseys and what our design team with the Browns did with the jersey, it makes it that much more enjoyable for the fans.
It's pretty cool. I got the brown. Yeah, these are gonna be the best. These are the best in the league. I like it. Look at that. What's up, man? How y'all guys doing? How your ankle going?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. That looks pretty dope. Look at that.
If you have the confidence that you go out there and prepare, and you know that you prepare, then that's when you get the confidence to go out there and compete and feel like you can beat anybody and your team feel like they can beat anybody. And whenever it comes down to dressing and the way you look on the field or on the court, it all boils down to if you look good, you feel good, and if you feel good, you play good. And I think that that'll give us that extra boost that we need. You know, walking out that locker room, looking in that mirror, it'll give us just that much more boost.
A jersey fitting well is really important. You know, I take a lot of effort to make sure mine's like really tight, just so it's hard for people to hold me.
We have the innovation, we have the speed, the cutting edge design, but we also kept it close to home with Cleveland. It's new, it's fun, it's fresh, and it's also classic Cleveland, classic Cleveland Browns uniform.
I can't wait to finally run out that tunnel this year with the new jerseys, and you know, kiss the ground with that Cleveland logo touching it.
I have to say I'm a little jealous watching that. Not a bad gig, a chance to see the uniforms early and have an amazing photo session with such an awesome photographer. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty awesome. Well, the Browns were all about a unique, one-of-a-kind experience for all the fans at the uniform reveal. And after buying tickets at the Cleveland Browns Foundation raffle, Browns fans Tom and Brenda Kowalski became the very first owners of the new jerseys, and they couldn't have been more excited.
And now for the big one. Why? That's because this is the only one of these that exists in the world. You have an opportunity to own the first autographed 2015 version Cleveland Browns jersey from Cleveland's own Donte Whitner.
Oh,
It is great. We are thrilled to be here, and we love the Browns, and it's a great opportunity. We'd like to thank them for everything.
This is amazing. It's just amazing. I can't even believe it. Wonderful. I knew coming down here tonight something good was going to happen. I did. I knew it.
It'll be framed.
It will.
It will be framed.
Hung on the wall. Yes. It was something special being here tonight. I felt like royalty almost. It was just amazing to be here for this, so this was great.
Well, we're season ticket members because we just enjoy the Browns. We like coming down to the stadium, cooking out, and being with the Browns and all the fans.
So happy for that couple. Good for them. And happy for the foundation, too. All of the proceeds from the raffle went to the Cleveland Browns Foundation, which supports education and child development right here in Northeast Ohio.
Browns fans, don't go anywhere, because when we return, we'll check out some players that might be filling out those new Browns uniforms. Time for some more Browns trivia. In what year did the Browns first introduce the orange jersey? Was it A, 1951, B, 1953, or C, 1955? The answer when we come back. What year did the Browns introduce the orange jersey? The answer is B, 1953. The original orange jersey featured white numbers and later added brown.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. On Wednesday, the Browns invited over 20 college players from around Northeast Ohio to come to the Browns facility for a local combine. They get a chance to display their talents in front of General Manager Ray Farmer and the scouting staff just weeks before the 2015 draft.
My name is Brendan Donovan. Everyone calls me Gator here. I've been working at the Browns for two seasons now, working in the college scouting department. It's a local day, a local workout. We get to draw our players from the metropolitan area, and it gives them an opportunity to come show their stuff. It gives us an opportunity to see more players in a combine-like setting. It gives us a more intimate feeling. Our coaches get to talk to them, you know, get to coach them. And, you know, every now and then you get to unearth somebody maybe you didn't know as much about, or, you know, really get to see their talent.
What do you say? Head. Go. Run. Keep pressing him. There you go. Break. Nice job.
The big thing is you can actually have your coaches coach them. You know, when you go to the combine, your coaches aren't always involved. You'll have some of the coaches be coaching the drills, but it gives your coaches to have them run drills that you'd want to specifically see them do specific movements, but then also meet with them, chat with them. Sometimes you have a scouting report, may say a kid is a certain way, but when you're actually sitting down with them, they're different. Some of the players will meet with the coaching staff more, get to know them more. They'll have some testing to go through. It's not just physical testing. We'll do some mental testing. We'll get them some lunch. One of the best things about this place is the cafeteria. We're looking to make the team better. So anybody that can come out and even be a tryout guy or a post-draft signee. I mean, we had 7 undrafted free agents make the roster and contribute this year. And a guy from last year's local workout made it up to the final cuts. So, you know, we're trying to unearth some new guys for those fancy new jerseys we just unveiled. We're going down the home stretch, not just for us, but for the players. You know, they're on pins and needles, so we're trying to unearth a few final diamonds, either for the draft or undrafted free agency.
The Browns scouting department has done such a good job, Sarah, over the years finding these diamonds in the rough. Remember last year, they signed 7 undrafted free agents that made the roster. Heck, maybe one of those guys will be on the team in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you never know. Good luck to them. Now, Browns fans, thank you for tuning in today as we're in the Pro Shop. Don't forget, they're open 7 days a week, 11 to 5. New stuff coming out every day. For Dustin Fox, I'm Sarah Carnes. See you next week, Dogtown.